Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Brochas Daf Samech Daled in the Oiz V'Odor edition, the sixth perek in towards the end of Halacha Aleph. We're starting four lines down from the top. Says the Gemara, Tani mevorchim al adogon keshehu min hamufchor. When you say a brocha on bread, you say the one which is the more mufchor, the better bread. On that you say the brocha. And the Gemara goes on to give us a list. Kluskin v'shleimu shel balabais. If a person has a professional grade bread made by a baker which is cleaner than the one made in home, or he has a regular nice one made in home, the din is oimer al kluskin. He says than the one which is done by the baker, which is a better bread. Pruso shel kluskin v'shleimu shel balabais. But if he doesn't have a shalom, he has only a piece of bread, not a full loaf of a baker, and he has a full bread of Baal Bais, so then there is Oymer al-Shleimo Shabal Bais. You say a bracha on the Shleimo, even though it's not made by the baker, but still a full loaf of bread, in this case, is greater than a piece. Pat Chitin u'Pat Soyim, if he has a bread made out of wheat, or one made out of barley, Oymer al-Shechitim, wheat is better than barley. Prusa Shechitim v'Shleimo Shal Soyim, he has a full loaf of Soyim, made out of barley, and a piece made out of wheat, oimer ala pruso shel chitim. In this case, you prefer to say the bracha on the wheat, even though it's only a piece and not a full loaf. Pat soirim upas kosmin, barley or spelt, oimer ala shel soirim, he says on the barley. Valo shel kosmin yofa yimeno, really spelt is a better bread. Ela shezu imin shiva vizu ein mimin shiva. The soirim, the barley, is one of the shiva seminim, one of the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why you prefer to do a bracha on the seven species. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Acha B'Shem Zeiru, Deabudi, this is going according to Shittas Rabbiudo, Deabudo Amma Yesh B'Neim Imin Shiva Olov U'Mevorech. We'll see a machlekes later, if a person has a fruit that he enjoys, his chaviv, and or he has a fruit of shiva seminim, what is better to do the bracha on? Rabbiudo says, Min Shiva Adif, the shiva seminim is better. So that's why also here, when you have two breads, one is a better bread, but one is shiva seminim, you do the bracha at shiva seminim. Pas tmeyo upas tehoyo, he has a bread which is tame, which is not pure, or a bread that is tar. Rav Chiya barvo omar oimer al tehoyo, say a bracha on the tehoyo, better to eat a more pure bread. Pas tekiyo tmeyo upas kever tehoyo, he has a bread made of a more clean, fine flour, but it's tome, or he has pas kever, which means not such a fine flour, and that's tor. So then Rav Chiya Barado B'Shem Rav Acho, al eizem mehem shiir tzevach. These are equal. The tome one has a negative that it's tome, but it's more fine flour, and the tar one has the malach is tar, but it's less fine flour, so they equal, they cancel each other. Says the Gemara, koiro. Koiro is the layer that grows around the palm tree. For us, this is similar to the hearts of palm. That's what the place can say today. Rav Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Shmuel Oymer Olov Boyer Priyates. It's part of the tree. You say Boyer Priyates? Tanu Rav Chalavta Ben Shoul Shakol Ni'a B'Dvaroi. You say Shakol because if the tree is planted for the regular fruits, for the dates, so what grows around the trunk, you say only Shakol on it. And this opens a discussion. What do we do today with hearts of palm if it's planted for it? The bracha says another bracha. Bracha that we don't have. So the woman says, "Rav Shaya pligo aloyu." Rav Shaya's brisa argues because there it says, "Elo minid shoyim." He brings a list. What is the shoyim? Hakinros v'achalimo v'adamua v'hatad. He brings four examples and does not mention the koyro. So the koyro is not part of the shoyim. So then, mimela this brisa argues, and either you say the bracha of Shakol or Boyer Priyates, which is the two first opinions. Halacha base, zok de mishtah. Birech al peres ha'elon Boyer Priyadamo yotzo. A person said, instead of Boyer Priyates on a fruit, he said Boyer Priyadamo is yotze. Al peres ha'adamo Boyer Priyates, but he did the opposite. He said on a vegetable Boyer Priyates, lo yotzo, it doesn't grow on a tree. If you said Shehakol Niyabidvor in any one of them, that's good because Shehakol is pointer everything, and as we'll see more about it in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizkio B'Shem Yaakov Baracho, this Mishnah is Debudi. Debudi Ovid is a Ilonois Bekashim. Rabbi Yehuda treats the trees like the straw. Meaning what? So all the mefarshim here bring that it's really a mishnah bikurim. The question is, when a person brings bikurim to Beis HaMikdash, he needs to say, thank you Hashem for the adoma that you gave me, for the land that there, that's where the fruits grew. But what happens if the tree dried out? That same tree that the fruits grew on doesn't exist anymore. Can he still say, ala adoma shasatali? Rabbanan would say, no, I don't have the source from where the fruits grew. Rabbi says, I do have the source. The source is not the tree. The source is the land itself. The land still exists. The tree is only the means to get to the fruit. It's like having straw growing from the ground, which on top of that you have grain growing. It's only a means to get to it. That's not considered to be the source of the fruit. So you may Rabbi Yehuda saying what? What is the main source of fruits that grow on a tree? Not the tree, but the land. So if you say Bor Pri Adama, you're Yaitse, because that's the main source. Rabbanan argue, Rabbanan say no. What we look at as the source of the fruits that grow on a tree is the tree itself. If I don't have a tree, I can't say Adama Shazatali, I can't speak about the source. So according to Rabbanan, says the Gemara now, if I say Bor Pri Adama on a fruit that grows on a tree, I'm not Yaitse, because I'm not talking on the real source. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Omar Av Yosi, no, Divrei Akoli. Even Rabbanu will agree in this case. Why? Peres Eilon Bechlal Peres Adomo. Ve'ein Peres Adomo Bechlal Peres Eitz. Says it's very simple. Even Rabbanu that say that regarding Bikurim, I can't say Adomo Shasatali, they still will agree that fruits that grow on a tree are part of what's growing from the land. I say Bor Pri Adomo, it's a Brocha Koilelis, it's a more inclusive Brocha. The goes says speaks about everything that grows from the ground. Rabbanan do agree that fruits that grow on a tree come from the ground. They come from the land as well. So even though they argue regarding Bikurim, they're not arguing regarding the bracha. The Gemara goes on and says, Kulon Yoma Shakol, Shakol works for everything. So the Gemara, Ravuno Imer Chutz Min Hayayin Umin Hapas. Wine and bread are excluded. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Omerken. Our Mishnah goes like this. Because the Mishnah says, Chutz min hayayin shal hayayin noim rebori pirak ofen. Chutz min hapas shal hapas soim re'amoit zilechem min aretz. That's the Mishnah layer that says, what is the specific bracha for each item? And we say that on wine is bori pirak ofen, and on bread is amoit zilechem min aretz. So what's the raya that you can't say shehakol? So the way Reb Chaim says it is, the Mishnah said, I have fruits that grow on a tree. I have vegetables that grow on the ground. Now the Mishnah tells us that bread and wine are excluded from these rules. And right after that, the Mishnah says you should know that on fruits or vegetables, if you said a Bor Pri Adama, you're Yaitse. So mashma that we're not talking about what we excluded, which is wine and bread. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani Rabbi Yosi Oimer Kol HaMishani Al HaMatbea SheTohu Chachomim Lo Yotze Yidei Chavoso. Rabbi Yosi is another sheet that says whenever you change the bracha from the original bracha the Chachomim gave, you're not Yaitse. So he argues you can say instead of Bor Pri Eitz, Bor Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shenishtana Rabbi Yosoi V'lo Shino Birkosoi Lo Yotzo. When it changes its original form, and then you have to change the bracha. And if you didn't change the bracha, you're not Yotze. So the Mefarshim explained there, Rabbi Yehuda is going like Rav Huno, that said that wine and bread you can't change the bracha. If it changed from its original form, meaning became from wheat bread, or it came from grapes, it became wine, then you can't change the bracha. Rav Meir Oimer, the third shita, afilo ama bor shebor ha-chefetz hazeh, manohu ze yotza. Even if you change completely the bracha, instead say instead, thank you Hashem for this item that you gave me, you completely change it around, you also yotze. That's already a third shita. Shita number one is you could change around brachas. Instead of Bor Pri Eitz, you say Bor Pri Adama, but you can't make up your own bracha. That's the first shita. The second shita is you can't change it all. This shita is Rameir, and the Bavli brings also the name of Rabbi Yochanan in this shita, is that you can change completely. You can make up your own bracha, and you also yoitze with that. Says the Gemara of Yaakov Barachah B'Shem Shmuel, Halacha Karameir. Halacha is like this third shita. Mil said the Rav Amarkin. Rav also agrees. Why? Chat Parsoi, there was a Persian, also like a big Rav, he came in front of Rav. And he told him, "Begin the ano ochil pisosi. I ate my piece of bread. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't intelligent enough to know which bracha to say. What did I say? Boruch de boro hadin piso. I said, Baruch Hashem, that you created this bread. Nofik ono yedei chavosim. I yoytze, is that good enough? Omer le'ein, said Rav, yes, you're yoytze. Even though you didn't say the bracha the Chachamim gave us, if you just said in general, Baruch Hashem for this bread, you're a yoytze. And the Charedim here brings the Bavli that says that if you hold that when a bracha you have to say Shem Hashem, you have to say Baruch Rachmon. Rachmon refers to Hashem. And if you hold that you have to say Shem Umalchus, you have to say Hashem Elokeinu, so at this bracha you would have to say Baruch Rachmona Malko Moridalmu. Meaning one has to say, thank you Hashem, the King of the world, for creating this item. And if he said these two things, so then he's Yaitse, even though he's using his own language. And most of the Poiskim, says the Charedim, Paskin like this opinion. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Brochus Daf Samech Dalet.